Welcome to the Loving Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Shira, and we're looking today at why Scripture alone, this idea of the authority and sufficiency of the Word of God, and probably we'll get into some things, this will be a two-parter, but we'll get into some things about why Scripture alone is also rejected by some groups, okay? And when you reject Scripture alone, what happens is, and again, when we say Scripture alone, we mean that Scripture alone is our only rule for faith and practice as believers in Jesus Christ. So when we say Scripture alone, we don't mean that we don't read any other books, okay? We don't mean that, you know, Scripture alone is the only truth that exists, okay? What we are saying is that we believe that Scripture alone gives us everything we need for life and godliness. And the idea, the sufficiency and authority of God's Word, as, and again, you have to kind of, because of the time we're living in, and I think maybe this has been true in all times because God's Word has been questioned for so long from the get-go, right? Satan questioned the Word of God. You have to say God's Word as accurately handled and interpreted as God intends. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show yourself approved to God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth." It goes on to say, and avoid, you know, myths and godless chatter and all of that. Like, you need to stick with the word of God. Why is the sufficiency and authority of God's word our sole rule of faith and practice? And a good question is, you know, for you and I, are we holding to the word of God, you know, the entire canon of Scripture, 66 books with nothing added, as our final and ultimate authority? Because it is possible for someone to say, oh, I believe in the authority of Scripture, but I also believe in the, you know, the traditions of man and things like this. And so this is something we need to look at. This is something we need to address. And the question becomes, you know, why Scripture alone? Okay, why? And it's because of what God says. So think with me about just the fact that God has spoken and God has spoken truth that we need. Think with me, if you will, about what the Bible says about itself. And it says, and I'm in Isaiah 40 here, where it says, a voice, this is verse 6, a voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? And here's the answer. All flesh is grass and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. And, you know, the Bible tells us that the arm of flesh will fail us. We can't trust our own minds on everything because our hearts are desperately wicked and the Lord is perfect and gracious and kind. And we, only by the grace of God in Christ, would we even be saved. And it says that all flesh is grass, beauty like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. And of course, all flesh will fade. When the breath of the Lord blows on it, surely the people are grass. Same, it just says we're temporary. But then it says this, verse 8, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. So the Holy Spirit obviously bears witness to the truth of God's word in our hearts, right? The idea of, well, I don't know where I read this. I think it's the Heidelberg Catechism. There's a line that just says, make me heartily willing and ready from now on to live unto you, unto Christ. You know, what is your only comfort in life and death? The assurance and confidence in the finished work of Christ, the forgiveness, being reconciled, the truth impressed upon your soul by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God as God uses it in your life. Well, the thing is that if you think about even Isaiah 40, God is comforting his people. He's leading his people. And it's by directing us to his word. Okay. And then he just says, get up on a high mountain and basically herald that good news, okay? And that's, you're going to say, behold your God, because you know God from the Word. So if we ask this question, why Scripture alone? Again, we're not saying it's the only book we ever read. We're not saying it's the only book that has any truth in it. We are saying it's the only infallible, inerrant, inspired, conscience-binding, authoritative Word from God that we have that is our sole rule for faith and practice, that in the Bible is included everything we need for faith and practice. Now, in our next episode, and Connor will be joining me for our next episode, we're going to ask the question, again, why Scripture alone? It'll be part two, but why Scripture alone? And then why you should not add anything to Scripture when it comes to faith and practice. All right. Thank you for joining me today for the Loving Truth podcast. And I truly hope this has helped you in your life. And I hope that you keep following Jesus and the Word of God.